Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Let me welcome you affectionately for this second day of your Sharanagati retreat. We will start with a short summary of yesterday's japa inspiration or tune in. It is very important when we start any activity in our devotional life that we know and understand clearly how to make it something in bhakti, that is something that connects with the Lord by using our body, mind and speech for his pleasure. Then the activity which we do will become imbued or surcharged or enriched with this divine spiritual energy which we call the Bhakti Shakti. It's a composition of the Kladini Shakti and the Samvit Shakti. So, yes, we must do it for Krishna. Today we will go a step deeper. The second understanding or second point in which, for making an activity a bhakti activity is that we use our body, our mind and our heart. It might help you to watch the slide presentation because that may make a deeper impression in you. Now let us look at this a little bit more clearly. Let us speak of a temple, the temple of the body and mind and heart is our temple. There is an external wall in a temple. Then there is a second wall which you cross by going through a second Gopuram, and then there is a third wall which you go, and if you go through the third Gopuram, this third gate into the temple of the of your life, you will come to the altar where you will see Krishna. So the body is the first entry gate into a chanting with bhakti. Why? Because it's with the body that you pronounce, it's with the body which you hear, it's with this, in other words, your bodily senses are the first thing you need to engage. How do you engage your body in chanting? The concept will become very clear if you remain concentrated. Well, you sit properly, please do this. Baladev Vidyabhushana, in a commentary to the Vedanta Sutra, explains us to us that chanting and praying should be done while sitting. So there is an art of sitting. Sit straight, sit in an attentive listening position. If you sit like this or even stretch out, you will see tamagun will come. But in a straight position, your body can calm down, your senses can very nicely and perform. It's a sattvic position. When you do this with your body, you will And then engage the tongue and the lips in properly chanting. Let's do this for one mantra where we really consciously use our body, our lips, our vocal cords, and our hearing. Please join me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now this in itself is only a physical activity. The next gate you must pass, and I see this is already where most chanters stop. You must purify your mind by engaging the mind. The mind is basically used to focus on the sound vibration. Prabhupada used to say, chant and hear also, you know. Hear, it means it's an active, conscious position. Do you know this when you talk to someone and you see they are all over the place, then you ask, do you hear me? Oops, sorry, what? Do you hear me? Now I'm hearing you, but tell me what I said before. Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't hear you. I didn't listen. Yes, because your mind was somewhere else, or it was switched off on dull mood. No? So in chanting, you must learn to not only hear, you must learn, listen to this word, to listen. Listen means more an active perception of what is there, a concentrated, focused, aware position of the mind. Now this is the second gate, when you're focused. And you know from your experiences, the moment your mind is switched into the listening capacity, you have crossed already the second gate. Now comes the third gate. It's the heart. With the heart, sometimes we don't understand heart. What heart? Heart. You have three hearts, my dear devotees, and we speak of the third heart. The first heart is the pump, 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 which I have once, I've forgotten the exact number, but it pumps, I think, is it 2,000 liters a day of blood through your whole system? Or it is, we will Google and we'll tell you tomorrow. It's amazing. But this is not the heart which we talk about. There is a second heart. It's the place of emotion. I can only say it when, you know, in Italy, that's Europe, when people say they have fallen in love, they go like, amore, and they touch their heart. They don't touch their head or their ear or their leg. They know this feeling, this emotion, this vritti goes on in the heart, no? In the heart. Or perhaps in India we say, that really hurt my heart. Do you mean the physical heart? Is there a scar now and blood is dripping from that scar? No, it's an emotional heart. My emotions, I was so disappointed. I really took it to heart, you know, I really took it. Or in a positive way. Wow, our meeting, you said something that touched my heart. Is the pump? No, it's the emotion. I feel touched in some ways, no? Moved. So this is also not what we are talking about. Oh, now it gets interesting. What heart we talk? It's the heart where the soul is. It's a more spiritual heart, you could say, where the Lord and the soul resides. No, two are residing in the tree of the body, in the nest of the heart. That is the you and the Lord. So when you go onto that level, wow, then you are touching bhakti. Then you become spiritual. Then you cross that fine border between the material and the spiritual, right there. But this is a gift always, this crossing the border. This last door, my dear devotees, has to be opened by the Lord from inside your heart. You can't force your way into this. Bhakti remains a divine gift by the Lord. But what you can do is this better? What you can do is you can absolutely work on the body, sit properly, kindly, we will start immediately, and pronounce the mantra properly and so on, and then make an effort to bring your mind to the sound vibration. If you do this, my dear devotees, the Lord will become impressed. Here is someone who sincerely tries, and he might open, if it is his desire, that last door, the door of the heart, and usher or call you in or bring you in to that sacred space in the heart, which Vishwanath Chakravarti expresses as the temple of the heart, or in Bengali, Narottam Das Thakur would say, Hridaya Mandire, the mandir of the heart. No, he will, and there you will find the Lord. Was this clear? Not so difficult, or? You are looking at me and I am looking at you. Was this clear?
Yes.
Dobro, good. Now, my dear devotees, it's important, we want to go to this. I'm thinking like this. You please sit now properly, and you try to focus at this moment not on the mantra, but on a prayer. Try to bring your mind there, and most properly, as you listen attentively, you will see that something happens in your heart. Most properly, Krishna will give you sweetness in the heart. So this is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sharanagati work. It's Goptrit Vivaranam 17. I have will not read the entire prayer because it is a little long. I have made the bullet points. So please also follow by reading. It will help you to be focused with your mind. I do not know by what force I have taken shelter within your abode. Prabhus, Matajis, we don't know why we are so fortunate to be here at Govardhan. It's, for me, it is a miracle. When I came here, I thought, I'm in a dream. It can't be true. Everything is so nice. Even the trees and the fragrance, so nice. So I do not know by what force, how it came, that I have taken shelter within your abode. O Lord, you are merciful. This is my soul hope. There is no candidate for your mercy like me. I need it very much. There's no one on earth who has the power to deliver me. O merciful Lord, it is your declaration that you will deliver the lowest, most sinful persons. There's a promise. The Lord has not said, oh, you're too low, I will not have anything to do. No, in his mercy he has said, you are very sinful, you are very low. Okay, you need most help. I'm there for you. Abandoning everything, I have come to your feet, O Lord. I'm your eternal servant, and you are my maintainer and protector, O Lord. Wonderful, no? I've given up everything now, even sleep. And I've come to your feet. I'm chanting now. I'm coming. And please know something, my Lord. I have come to understand that in my essence, or that part in me which is really the one which has the greatest future, I'm your eternal servant. And you are, on your side, my maintainer and protector, O Lord. So while we chant now, we will have that one slide which shows us the temple of our being. And from time to time, I request you to make a body check. Are you, this is not an airport program, are you sitting properly? Are you pronouncing the mantra properly? Then make a mind check. Are you focused, or are you? Mostly what our mind does is it switches off. It tells us, I know the Hare Krishna mantra. I know. Hare Krishna? I know that. See, the mind will tell like this. There's very much waiting in the Mahamantra. The whole spiritual world is waiting there for you. You don't, you have not even touched the surface, my dear mind. And then you go to into a prayerful mood, hoping that the Lord will open the gate of the heart. Fine. So we will do this now. I will, from time to time, or I didn't explain this, give a very short, I will say things like, try your best, sit properly, and so on. These are just prompts. Don't please stop to chant, continue to chant. If I will see the need to tune you in again, then I will make it known, my dear devotees, now please. Wait a moment and listen and so on. But mostly I will just prompt you, because chanting is learned by chanting. Walking is learned by walking, you know. Eating is learned by eating. So you have, but this will, body check, mind check, heart check, will help you to remain focused. So let us all together say the Panchatattva mantra, and then we are on the own, entering the temple of the heart, hopefully. Please, everyone. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Govardhana. One question: was your mind switched on when you said it? What I heard you saying was, you chanted on automatic pilot. See, the mind is such a cheater. Whatever we know, whatever we have said multiple times, the mind will switch on automatic pilot. And it will say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. It's now happening by the machine, you know. So once again, take shelter at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at Nityananda's lotus feet, at Advaita's lotus feet. I always go like in Mayapur, Purse, Gauranga, then Nityananda, then Advaita, then I switch to Gadadhara, and then Srivas. And then I take shelter while I say this mantra. And don't chant it absent-minded or dull-minded. So again, I will listen very carefully. I have learned this over in 50 troublesome years, to listen from the sound where the mind is of the audience. So please, we want to chant. You have to do it properly. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, you have tried very nicely. We can hear the, really my congratulations or appreciation or admiration, body, mind, you have tried hard also, many of you, but since we are going through a sequence here, how can we access our devotional heart?
It's hard to hear you.
It's hard to hear. Thank you. This might be better now. So the question is, how can we access our devotional heart? Because this is a tune-in session, I will be as brief as I can. There are two ways. There's a mechanical or somewhat yogic way, or you could say a systematic way, but there is also a devotional way. We heard yesterday about the systematic way. It is you bring your mind, that is your function of accepting and rejecting and having this constant thought traffic in these areas, or the mind is in the past or will make plans for the future. You bring this to a halt, to a pause, by bringing the mind into the heart. It's almost a focused attention practice where you just focus on the physical heart, really, and see the mantra vibrating there. It's clear to me that those of you who are not used to consciously using body and mind and directing it in the way, we'll find this a little mystical. No problem. There is a devotional way which you have heard. There is one scripture. I'm not like Gauranga Darshan, a professor of Sanskrit, but I remember very clearly reading that the key to the heart is prayer. No, when we pray, are prayerful, all of a sudden we find ourselves in the heart. So for the remainder of our chanting, let us just use this as a prompt. I have given up everything. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur again from Sharanagati. I have given up everything. Abandoning everything, I have come to your feet, O Lord. It's the last prayer, if you want to follow it, on the right side. Abandoning everything, I have come to your feet, O Lord. I am your eternal servant, and you are my maintainer and protector, O Lord. So chant from this position. I am actually your eternal servant, my Lord. And you, on your side, you are my maintainer and protector, O Lord. Please chant in this prayerful mood until you get the sign. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Please chant, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.